You may notice that I have a kind of a unique style, and I don't come from a perspective that you find in other Catholic media. And in fact, you don't find in Catholic media. I get ghosted by a Catholic publication, an online publication recently. I'm not going to say which publication it is. Now, what do I mean by ghosted? What they do is, I was going to consider writing an article on prayer, and what they do is you'll contact them, and then they'll respond. They'll ask you a question, and if they're not interested, they'll never contact you again. It's fascinating. That's called ghosting, and this is one of the issues that you deal with in when you're a writer is editors. You know, sometimes you have that issue with editors, and this publication has ghosted me twice. So I'm really not interested in what they have to say. I have to be honest, I do struggle at times with Catholic media, depending on the media, and I'm not referring to Catholic TV, but I'm talking about there's another aspect of Catholic media that gives you a central focus of mostly focused on morality. And one of the articles I wrote mentioned that. It was a seminar done in light of George Weigel's book, his upcoming release, which has since been released, a book of what the next pope needs to focus on in the church. It was a very good book, and it was a seminar. And one of the things that was brought out was the idea that a lot of preaching is on morality. Well, I happened to be listening to some Catholic preachers on Sunday morning. It was just, I had nothing to do, and I said, I'm getting ready. I had to do a mass, by the way, in two languages, and so I'm getting ready to do the first one in Portuguese, and this was maybe an hour ahead of time. I hadn't had breakfast yet, and I said, well, why don't I, just for the heck of it, I've listened to Charles Stanley in the morning when I listened to some Catholic preachers, so I wanted to listen to something Catholic. So so anyway, I started to tune them in, and they're from one of the focuses, one of the media organizations that's focused a certain way. And gosh, they weren't talking about anything else but sin and mercy in light of justice. And I didn't hear one word about going out into the world and preach the gospel. Not one word. And this is one of the issues that has been endemic in the Catholic Church that is not really Catholic teaching, by the way. And that is, we have to prepare ourselves to go to heaven. Okay, yes, that's true. But we're also called to lead others to heaven as well. It is Catholic teaching that the lay community, the lay people of the Catholic Church, are called to live their faith in the marketplace so that the people in the marketplace may come to know that Christ is alive and come to experience that conversion experience that leads them to Christ. That is the mission of the laity in the Catholic Church. So, as I said in my homily this past weekend, which you heard on Monday, that what we're called to do is the ordained ministry is there to serve the lay ministry so that the lay ministry can go out and preach the gospel. That's the way it works. So that is the mission of the laity in the church. That is church teaching. As a matter of fact, that came right from the Catechism of the Catholic Church. You'll find it all the way back in the history of the church. And if we are not preaching that, that's a problem. As a matter of fact, the reason why we're called to live our Catholic faith the way we do is to be as signs of the presence of Christ, is to be the light of the world and the salt of the earth. That's why we do this. That's our mission. So if I am not preaching that, if instead I'm preaching this whole thing that you have got to be good, and isn't it good that you are trying to be good, but you got to realize that at any moment God's justice is ready to cast you away because you have offended God and all this stuff. Okay, that can be part of Catholic teaching, but if we're not bringing in the central part that we need to know, which is we cannot live our Catholic faith unless we are rooted in Christ, unless we are people of prayer, unless we understand what it means to be a disciple of Christ by being rooted in prayer, by being prayerful people, prayerful families, prayerful everything rooted in prayer, having a conversation with God on a regular basis. If we don't teach that, and all we're doing is teaching this, that you have to be good, otherwise God is going to cast you into hell, then you are not preaching Catholic teaching. That's true. Because the Catholic Church teaches you cannot live the Catholic teaching if you are not a person of prayer. There are a lot of people that don't like the Pope. I don't happen to be in that group, but there are a lot of people that don't like the Pope. And they may or may not have read his first encyclical. Well, he made it very clear that you had to be a person of prayer to do the mission of the church. And he was saying that to everybody, not just to monks, not just to priests, not just to bishops. He was saying that to everybody. So prayer is an essential focus of what we're called to do. And our mission is to live our life in such a way that people are transformed. Now, you need to understand that. That is the mission that we have. And you can't do this otherwise. I've used the term before. I don't want to keep bringing that up, but I used the term before. Otherwise, you become a Brito Catholic. Brito Catholic means just like the Three Stooges in that episode about Brito, where they go out and they show they're trying to sell Brito and they didn't ask what it does. Well, it's like you're going out to convert people and you don't know what he means to be converted in the first place. You don't understand because you're not a person of prayer and you're just following teachings, laws, and everything else. No, we have to be rooted in prayer so that we can be transformed in our mind, as St. Paul says, so we can be transformed in our mind, in our heart, so we can understand what it is that the Lord wants us to do, and we can go out and do it. We're going to talk more about this on the other side of the break. You're listening to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL 950 AM 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. Did you know that you can listen to Catholic Audio Media on the iHeartRadio app? Catholic Audio Media is now available through your iHeartRadio app. If you don't have the app, download it to your smartphone, tablet, or computer and subscribe through the podcast tab to Catholic Audio Media. You'll be able to hear both St. Anthony Overnight and The Voice of St. Anthony, both programs through the app. You can also enable them through your smart speaker and hear them through the smart speaker as well. Just ask for Catholic Audio Media Podcast from iHeartRadio. You can hear them anywhere. You can listen to them as you're jogging. You can listen as you're preparing to go to bed. You can listen to them as you're eating and having breakfast or lunch or dinner. You can hear them anytime you want at iHeartRadio through the iHeartRadio app. And don't forget our website, CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can check out the archives of the show. You can send us feedback. You can send us a prayer request. You can check out the blog. You can connect to our Substack newsletter. Please consider doing that. It's great stuff. You can check it out. And don't forget our new feature where now you can read the notes on which I base my homilies. So check that out. Check that new feature out. Now you can read the notes on which I base my homilies. And if you catch it between the time I do my research and I write my homily, you'll see exactly where it's all about. And you might even be able to look at that and say, hey, Father, did you see this? We might be interested in looking at this as part of your homily. So check that out. And don't forget input for homilies, which you can also see in the menu items there as well. Check that out. CatholicAudioMedia.com. You know, I'm reminded of a time that I was at Haley House. They used to have, I don't know if they still do, they must actually, what are known as clarification of thought talks. And that was something that came from Peter Morin, who was he was contemporary with and worked with Dorothy Day. And Peter Morin used to teach, a lot of what it is the Catholic Church really teaches. And he had these clarification of thought talks. Well, one night there was a woman by the name of Dorothy Gottschalk, and she ran a ministry for the most handicapped of children. They wanted to run a ministry for handicapped children, and then they thought in the true Catholic worker way, they were going to run a ministry for the most handicapped of children. So that's what they did. And I asked her in this, I said, were you people of prayer? And she said to me these powerful words I've never forgotten. She says, we couldn't have done it without prayer. We couldn't have done it without prayer. So prayer is an essential focus of any kind of ministry that we do. We were learning where did we hear this? We heard this from a series of talks that we have in the Fraternity of Priests of a, and I've started doing that myself, of a priest who wants wanted to build up his parish. And so what he did was, in his prayer, he turned the parish over to Jesus. Okay, you want this parish to flourish? You do that. You figure it out. And he says the parish, in fact, flourished. Well, it may not have flourished on the same way that he expected, but that's the way Jesus answers prayer. He answers prayer on his terms, not on your terms. So I've started doing that as well. Keep that in mind. That's what we're called to do, but prayer is an essential focus. Now, notice what I said over the past 2 days. I talked about not letting your thinking be too small. And I just mentioned this about Dorothy Gottschalk, who ran a ministry for the most handicapped of children. Not just handicapped children, the most handicapped of children, because that's what they decided to do. Anytime we turn everything over in prayer and we ask the Lord to lead us, always remember we're asking him to answer our prayer on his terms, which means it may be a bigger idea that is the result than we originally planned. And it may get out of our hands. That's powerful. That's real. That's true. It may be bigger than we had planned, and it may get out of our hands. And that's okay, because this is the Lord doing this. This is the Lord coming together and saying, this will work. Trust me. And this is powerful stuff, because when you are a person of prayer and turn everything over to the Lord, then allow the Lord to do the leading, then you're doing powerful things. If you do it on your terms, which you will do if you do not pray, then you're going to have, at best, a smaller ministry, if you have a good ministry at all. And I think a lot of people are alienated from the church, and that even includes the evangelical churches, alienated because we're not praying enough, asking, and we're not submitting ourselves to the power of the Lord and allowing in our humility for the Lord to lead our ministries. And I think a lot of damage is happening because we're not letting go and offering our ministries to the Lord. And that's why, if you ever see me listening to someone who's talking about how you live your faith and never mentions prayer in a Catholic context, you will see I get very upset. Anyway, we'll be back tomorrow. In the meantime, have yourself a blessed day, and we'll see you at 3:00. You know, we have a website for our programs that will connect you to the parish, the blog, and to share your prayer requests with us. If you've been touched by our program, you can even show your support through your donation. We are at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's all one word, CatholicAudioMedia.com. It is updated regularly with blog posts and podcasts of the program. So stay connected with us and tell us how this show has touched your heart. CatholicAudioMedia.com. In Cristo vivimos.